Winnie Sanyu Suruma, of Ugandan descent, lives in London. She was in her 20s when she found out she was HIV positive. The news turned her life upside down.
Shock was the main feeling at that time, and I thought, you know, what do I do now? Am I going to live for a long time? Am I going to die? What is going to happen to me now?
For many years, she did not tell her friends and family that she was HIV positive. During that time, her brother died of HIV. She says before she was ready to open up about her HIV status, she first had to come to terms with the shame that she felt.
I had to access counseling to deal with some of my fears, to deal with some of the shame that I felt at that particular time. And once, you know, I was able to deal with that, then I was able to talk about my HIV status.
She says many people fear they may be shunned if their HIV status is in the open.
For us who are infected, there's still stigma. You know, there's still a lot of people who can't come out and say, I'm HIV positive, because they worry about what the reaction will be.
Today, 33 million people are living with HIV, which causes AIDS, or with the disease itself. A new report says Africa is still the hardest hit, but it also says the number of new HIV infections is decreasing, and the United Nations says that is a sign that prevention is working. But in Uganda, the country of Suruma's family, 6% of the population is HIV positive. Suruma says those figures will not be cut until the stigma surrounding HIV and AIDS is broken down. Mark Thompson is from the Britain-based AIDS campaign group, the Terence Higgins Trust. He works with HIV-positive people in London's African community and agrees HIV stigma is a major problem.
What we've certainly seen is that if there is stigma and discrimination, and if there is broadly stigma, people are fearful and are less willing to come forward and be tested.
He says if HIV-positive people are not tested, they are more likely to pass on the virus to sexual partners and from mother to child. Thompson says the stigma surrounding HIV is particularly high in London's African community.
So it's about trying to overcome that barrier. It's trying to work with faith leaders so they no longer think that sex is just taboo and that HIV and AIDS is revenge from God for promiscuity.
With millions of HIV-positive people taking antiretroviral drugs, AIDS no longer has to be a death warrant. But with less than half of HIV-positive people in Africa receiving treatment, experts say prevention is key to fighting the HIV epidemic. Dr. Ede Fakoya is a physician and advisor at the International HIV-AIDS Alliance.
Prevention always gets less of a deal than treatment, and that's a shame because for every 5 new infections, we're only able to get 2 on treatment, so we clearly have to focus on prevention.
But prevention is given short shrift in many countries dealing with the disease. In Swaziland, only 17% of the 2008 total AIDS budget was spent on prevention, despite a national HIV prevalence rate of 26%. For HIV-positive Suruma, breaking down the stigma surrounding HIV will be a major step towards prevention.
I've decided that HIV is not going to sort of take over my life, and I'm not going to allow people to stigmatize me. I talk about HIV publicly. I live with it the best way I know how. I share my experiences with people, and I try to help others in my situation and to help educate others about HIV.
According to the United Nations 2009 AIDS epidemic update, 2.7 million people were newly infected with HIV in 2008, and 2 million people died of AIDS-related illness. In sub-Saharan Africa, the number of new HIV cases has declined by about 15% since 2001. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.